action that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in our 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens this year, and there will be natural trails winding through towering hardwoods. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good.
This is where you talk. This is the part where you talk.
I know that. Why do you look like that?
Because I think somebody did surgery on this microphone.
Oh, good.
Yeah, since yesterday. This microphone, we had some during the show issues.
Oh, okay.
In which the mic just fell out of the, somebody's, I imagine Ben Milstead, has replaced this whole apparatus. There was this cage-like thing, and you couldn't screw it back on, remember? So here's what happened. Here's what you did not know happened yesterday, all right? As we went to one break, the whole apparatus fell out of the arm of the microphone. It fell.
Correct.
And so there's a little screw that, in theory, you're supposed to be able to screw back in. It wasn't screwing back in. And I couldn't get the SOB to go back in. And
yes.
And the time in that break was running out. Ramona's telling me, this break is short. And I'm like, So finally what I did is I just hung the cage apparatus from the arm. It's just, jury-rigged it, it was just rigged is what it was. But I couldn't breathe on it because, it would have fallen again. So I was able to keep it like that until the next break. And then I got the screw thing to go in like one tiny little bit. But it was perilous. But it seemed like it was good to go. Apparently it wasn't good to go because somebody else was an issue today. That's happened before. That's not the first time that has happened.
Well, you move them around.
But the other times I was able to get the screw back in. This time it did not go. Finally I got it back in. I thought it was good. Honestly, I thought it was good.
You had that look on your face like you were going to say something that I would not approve of.
The show just started. That'd be later.
I know you think
the R-rated version would probably be later. Yeah. It probably wouldn't
then
be in the first
sure
7 minutes.
That you're going to say
no. And then And then Quack and I were talking during the break. Well, first of all, the first thing I said is, hey, I heard part of your interview with Mr. Miami. I call Eric Macklin Mr. Miami because he's the biggest Miami homer ever. I've known Eric forever, and I've always called him Mr. Miami because he's the biggest Miami. Dude has been picking Miami to win the ACC title for a million years. He's never been right. Never. Okay. You throw enough crap up against the wall. It may finally stick this time.
Yeah.
but he still didn't have the nerve apparently to pick Miami straight out against Ohio State. Your humble road rage servant actually did. See, Miami's finally relevant. And so,
Did he pick them this time?
He didn't know. He picked Miami to cover, but I picked Miami to win.
Okay.
Big difference. And so he didn't have all that much faith in his Canes. So we shall see. Jed writes, and I'm aware of this, Clemson landed ACC Defensive Rookie of the Year and Cal linebacker Luke Ferrelli. That's a good pickup. That's another good pickup for Clemson. It's a good pickup. But so we move right from that, Ramona, to Quack saying, well, don't you think that we can be in the top 40 on offense? And I said, why? I said, how? I said, I guess. I mean, it's possible. I said, it's also possible that you're 80. And he said, but even if we just improve, I said, yeah, Quark, but I guess this is my dilemma. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of immediate optimism now, which is amazing, because like 24 hours ago is nothing but unbridled negative viewpoints, and now it's unbridled optimism like 24 hours later. I'm not sure what's happened in that time frame. I think there are still some obvious concerns. One obvious concern is you're going to start a quarterback that has one career start. You're going to start a running back that has zero career starts, and somehow that's going to be better than what you were. I don't know. I'm going to have to see that. With an offensive coordinator that hasn't really been relevant in college football in quite a while. I mean, that's a concern. That's a concern. Texter said, oh, it's the same guy. Yeah. Hey, Ramona, this is unbelievable. I got this moron, right, who's just a stalker. He only writes me, okay? This guy has just been stalking me forever. All right. I don't respond to him, but he's actually criticizing me for a bull pick, Ramona, which is unbelievable because I explained that in great detail when I made it. But I'm like 30-9 or 30-10 against the spread in the bowl games, and I've won the bowl contest by like a million games, and I've had virtually everything right, and I get this moron who only picks out the one thing I had wrong. That's what you do. That's what you do. Talk about cherry-picking loser. I mean, dude, that's what you are. I don't know. You live in your mama's basement. I don't know what's wrong with you. I should probably call the police on you because, I mean, I've got all sorts of stuff here from you. I've got evidence and evidence on you and all the ridiculous things you've said all this period of time. And one is more ridiculous than the next. So, whatever. I can't fix the world. But you know what, dude? If I hated somebody, I probably wouldn't spend 3 to 7 every single day listening to them. That'd be my first thing. If I actually hated somebody, I probably wouldn't. Dexter said, sounds like a crazy ex-girlfriend. Well, that's actually how he acts. Yeah, or she or whomever. But yeah. You can get in. 654-7627. Texas says, I think people are holding on to delusional optimism. Go Tigers, I guess. Look. Texas said, let's be honest, it doesn't matter who's calling the play if the quarterback play doesn't improve. If Christopher Vezina or Denson or a freshman doesn't work out, this divorce is going to be ugly. I appreciate you all for telling the truth on radio. I just, I'm not saying it can't work out. I'm saying I'm concerned. I have concerns. I've got a quarterback who started one game due to injury. And a staff, and again, the staff has changed some, but a staff who chose not to play the would-be starting quarterback for next year under any other circumstance, just chose not to play him. No second quarter series, no anything. No bowl game play, no anything. And the reason was to give the team the best chance to win. That was the stated reason. Now, maybe Chad Morris, a different set of eyes, will have a different view. Maybe he would have had a different view. Maybe had Chad Morris been here, maybe we'd have seen Vezina a long time ago. I don't know. All I know is that the unified statement by Dabo Swinney and Chad Morris, and I heard Eric say something different than this back at the time, but the unified statement at the time was that Cole Stout gave Clemson the best chance to win over Deshaun Watson. And you people have listened to me for a long period of time know that I was saying that's nonsense and that Deshaun Watson will be starting by game four against North Carolina. You people have listened for a long time know that's exactly what I said. I didn't give you just that he was going to be a starter. I told you when he was going to be a starter. I told you precisely when he would be the starter and that none of that was true. But that was the unified approach. It was the company line was Cole Stout gave us the best chance to win. Now, Eric said that there was a discrepancy of opinion there, that Dabo Swinney thought that it was Cole Stout, but that Chad Morris thought it was Deshaun Watson. All I know is the unified approach that we were given, the unified statements that we were given was that Cole Stout gave, this is the public statement, Cole Stout gave Clemson the best chance to win, which was just not so. And so, you know, I said that Deshaun Watson would be starting by game four against North Carolina. Alan from Belton says, I remember saying exactly that, game four against North Carolina. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. Others are saying that, too. But I don't know. Maybe Chad Morris, had he been here, would have viewed things differently. Maybe he would have seen that Christopher Vezina was due a shot. Maybe it would have been different. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not saying that it can't work. I mean, I saw some things about Christopher Vezina. And look, there are a couple things, quite honestly, I have a different viewpoint than some. I don't think Vezina really has an issue with arm strength. I think his arm is fine. I think we saw him throw the ball vertically against SMU. I don't like Cade's arm. I think Cade has a very pedestrian arm. I think he has a very pedestrian skill set, period. And I don't think mentally, I don't think he gets the game, quite honestly. For whatever you want to, however you want to frame that. All right. So I'm not worried about Vezina's ability to physically throw the football. I think that we saw against SMU, he can make all the throws a college quarterback needs to make. I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about the whole element, the whole process. I mean, I don't understand how he hasn't played before. There's no way I can rationalize that. I just don't get it. The other guy was not good. I don't get how he didn't play before in that conservancy. Like I said, maybe Chad Morris would have viewed it differently. But, and look, I hope we get the best version of all these guys. I do believe in Gideon Davidson's talent. I do think you need an upgrade in the running back room. I think Adam Muhammad, who's out at Washington, Clemson's doing some West Coast recruiting somehow. I think Adam Muhammad, who's out at Washington, would be a great addition. Muhammad was in a shared backfield with an elite proven runner, an NFL runner this year. And honestly, I thought Muhammad looked like the more explosive of the two of them. And he runs physically and he's tough. He would be a great addition. If Clemson's doing some good out on the West Coast. Now, Cal is an ACC team, and maybe that's why. And Washington isn't. Washington is a Big Ten team. But the Muhammad kid is in the transfer portal, and nobody has him yet. And look, there are a lot of talented running backs in that portal. Some of them are already spoken for. But we're going to talk about that later today. But the Muhammad kid is not yet spoken for. And if I was Clemson, I'd be in on him. I'd be in on Adam Muhammad of Washington because I think dude is a really gifted running back. And I think once he gets, you know, even, listen, if he came here as a shared running back situation with Gideon Davidson, I think that'd be awesome. I think that's an instant upgrade to your running back room. And now you've got at least two talented, maybe more, depending on health, running backs. And there are two backs that Clemson's been missing from a health standpoint. And hopefully we get them back. Hopefully Clemson gets them back. So again, I think Vezina did some good things against SMU. As I came on the next day, I honestly think, look, listen, that SMU pass defense sucked. All right. They were awful. All right. Dreadful. But the part that wasn't dreadful is they were pretty good at getting after the quarterback. They were near elite at getting after the quarterback. And Vezina felt that pressure. And Vezina hung in and stood tall in the pocket, did not bail, did not run out of the pocket. That wasn't his first inclination, and that's not his skill set. He's not going to be a guy who extends plays with regularity. He doesn't have that movement ability. But he hung in, and he made throws, and he took some hits in the process of doing it, and he threw the ball effectively in the second half. I'm not saying he can't have success. I hope he does. I hope he has wild success. I'm saying that there are just questions at the most important position, a world where transfer portal quarterbacks are ruling the entire roost, all of it. We've got nothing but transfer portal quarterbacks in the finals. We had two transfer portal quarterbacks competing for the Heisman. The two quarterbacks in last year's championship game were both transfer portal quarterbacks. This is the importance of the position. There's no way around that. There just isn't. And if Vezina is actually ready to take a next step and to be the guy next year, then the real question is, why didn't he play this year? Because he should have played this year. And quite honestly, I think he should be more prepared going in. I think we should have seen more of him already. Instead, even at the end, we didn't see him. Even at the end. And again, if you're telling me in the bowl game that the guy who gave you the best chance to win was Cade Klubnik, to the point that you won't even put the other guy in the game, then that just doesn't inspire confidence in me in the other guy. Either you're wrong one way or the other is how it's got to be, right? I mean, either he's good enough and you should have been in the game at some point against Penn State, or he's not good enough and your view of Cade Klubnik as the guy who gave you the best chance to win and you wanted to win the game. I mean, we say you wanted to win the game and the other guy doesn't play well or struggles, or even if he's a victim of some drops. Both were true in that game. Victim of some drops and he didn't play well. I mean, if the other guy's the future, isn't there a point where he gets a shot? I don't know. The math doesn't math to me. That's what worries me. And I am worried about a running back that's never started and a first time and a quarterback who started one game against others who are going to be far more experienced. I don't know that you can sacrifice those positions. And at the very least, you know, I would agree with something that Ben said in this regard and when I came in, and that is that, you know, if you're going to go with Christopher Vezina, then you better make sure that running back room and your wide receiver room is stacked. I don't know. Can we assume the health of Wesco at receiver, or does Clemson not need another receiver? And from a running back room standpoint, again, you don't have a running back who started a game. You know, and you have two running backs in Haynes and Green coming back from injury. Well, let's find out about that. But in the meantime, I think you need to add an experienced running back who's a good football player, especially if you are going to go with Vezina. If Vezina is going to be your guy, and he is, let's not kid ourselves, okay? If you're saying the things that Dabo Swinney has said about Christopher Vezina, then he's going to be the guy, right? Now, is there going to be a sub-package for Denson? Yes. Is there going to be a package, I should say, for Denson? Yes. There's going to be a package for Denson. It's going to be a run-based package, maybe with some pop passes in it, something of that sort. But, yeah, they're going to do something to get Denson's athletic ability on the field at times. Yes, you're going to see some element of that, I would think. Now, I personally think that the most talented of those three guys is Tate Reynolds. I just don't know. I don't believe in his readiness for the upcoming season. I think he is the most talented of those three players. I just don't know when that happens. So this is where I'm at, and I don't know. Now, look, this picture changes the more Clemson adds guys in the portal. Having said that, it's not like everybody else isn't doing the same thing. Everybody is portaling, okay? So it's not like you're the only one getting better by using the portal. It's just this is new to us. It's novel to us because we haven't seen it here. So as long as Clemson keeps attacking the portal and hopefully keeps making the overall personnel in your 22 and beyond better, then I think that picture changes a little, and it changes a little for Christopher Vezina. And I hope all these things happen. I hope they all happen for him. I just I just have questions. I think you'd be naive not to have questions at this point. I don't see how you can look at it and not have questions. You could have a quarterback who has started one game in his career, and your top running back has not started any. Those are questions. Those are legitimate questions. How it plays out remains to be seen. And you could have an offensive coordinator. You know, that old adage, you can't go home again. We're going to find out. We're going to find out whether all of these things work. But in the immediate, okay, the best thing that can happen is that Clemson builds up the rest of the roster. Gets Tom Allen all the pieces he wants and he thinks he needs. Gets Chad Morris anything else he thinks he needs. These are the answers in the short term. To make, if it's going to be Christopher Zina, and it is, make no mistake about it, he's going to be your starter next year if Clemson doesn't go to the portal for a quarterback. He's starting. All right, so you want to make Christopher Vezina the absolute best version of Christopher Vezina you can be. The way you do that is you strengthen all the other pieces. And then you find out. Then we'll find out together whether he actually is the answer. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. Emery and Rudy, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Do not move.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just the calories. If you want to better understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock this great New Year's special. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
New year, new goals, but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com and step into the new year feeling stronger.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family-friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7 for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
You know, Rona, people are jumping all over that. Mr. B, a little old school flavor. Peyton says, is the show over? Is the show over? That's funny. Now, we just decided just now to do a little throwback there. So we appreciate you people recognizing that. Texter said, so consider this. Clemson realizes they can't win a national championship next year. You spend your money on defense. Defense wins championships. Then the young guns at quarterback of a year in the system. Similar to what happened with Deshaun. Few games as backup, then bring him in as a starter and develop him for year two in Morris's offense. I don't think any of the quarterbacks in this roster are anywhere near Deshaun Watson in ability. So, and quarterbacks win championships at every level. It's always been true. Always will be true. That's where it starts. It's always started there. And he said, I wrote none of them are in Deshaun's world, and I wrote quarterback win, but he said, but they aren't in Deshaun's world, but neither are the ones in the portal. Well, that's not true, because some of the quarterbacks in the portal are going to be top draft picks in the NFL draft, just like they were last year. I mean, Mendoza was one of the top quarterbacks in the portal, and he's now in line to be the number one or two pick in the draft, something Deshaun wasn't. So it's not, Mestemaker is going to be a top 10 draft pick and he went to Oklahoma State. That's the one that still puzzles me. I know he followed his coach. I mean, look, I have, you know, this is where we are in this world of college football. Okay. And I have a huge problem with the crap that's going on. I still think the only guy who's had this right all along is Dabo Swinney. And it's actually a shame that he has to acquiesce a little bit to the poison nature of this whole system. This system is just stupid. I mean, I've said before, we need rules. And one of the rules has to be that no player can follow a coach from his existing school to any new school. Coach can go anywhere he wants, whenever he wants. Players can go anywhere they want. But you can't have what happened with Matt Campbell and Iowa State going to Penn State. Matt Campbell can't go from Iowa State to Penn State and take his whole team with him and leave Iowa State with nothing. I mean, it's just something inherently, completely poison and wrong with that. It just is. It's friggin' obvious. There needs to be a rule that prevents that. That would help a great deal. It's not nearly enough. I mean, this whole thing has run completely amok. And the guy who most had it right all along is Dabo Swinney. Now he's actually got to acquiesce. He's got to change his ways a little bit because he has no choice. Because when it comes to winning and losing, he does all these other things. He graduates players. His players don't get in trouble. He does all the right things. He's still the best leader in college football. He is. And I hate it for him that he finds himself in this poisoned world because he doesn't believe in it. He knows it's bad, and it is bad. It's terrible. It's awful. But I don't know what you do about it. I mean, and I think he's finally reached that point where he doesn't know either. I think he feels that he has to engage in it. He doesn't know to what level. We're going to find out. But, you know, this is how screwed up it is, Ramona. I go to write some things now. I always exist in great moral certainty, right? In other words, I am not one of these fence sitters. I tell you everything as I see it in black and white. When I write something, I mean it. When I say something, I mean it. I don't say anything to get hits or draw attention. That's not who I am. It's never been who I am. The dilemma I find myself in, Ramona, right now is, and I don't remember even what it was about today. I started to write something on Twitter that sounded to me when I first thought it. And as I started to type it out, I thought, God, I'm not even sure that's true. Because this world of college football we're in right now changes so much from second to second that the things that we believed with great moral certainty aren't necessarily certain at all anymore. It's just the way it is. And I don't know what you do about it. I think, you know, people want to talk about fixes. The ship has sailed on the fixes. I'm not sure how you can rein any of this in. These players are not going to willingly give this back. I don't know. This was all so mistake-ridden from the very beginning. Things that we told you about years in advance of other people telling you. Years in advance, we warned about these things. You had an inept Mark president and Mark Emmert who created the climate for this to happen. He did not act. He kept trying to kick the can down the road, political cliche. And others acted for him. And then it became compulsory. And as it became compulsory, you know, it never was any of this the intent. Never. Never. Not for 1 minute. Even in California. California wrote the initial letter. This was never their intent. They viewed what was to come as like another stipend. That's what they viewed it as. And somehow with each passing day, we create these new normals that are so far beyond what yesterday was. And Dabo Swinney's living in this world. A guy who wants to graduate players, who cares about his kids, who wants to do all these things. He's trying to exist in this world. And you know what the funny thing is? Each passing day, Ramona, as we develop these new normals, we start to actually blame the one guy who's been right about the whole thing. And I understand all elements of this. I don't have answers to this. But we start to blame him. When the reality is, it's not him that's the problem. It's the whole rest of the college football world is the problem. He's the one honest, truthful guy who cares about all the right things. And so now he's being judged by the measure of all these other scoundrels who've never cared about any of it. We have a whole world full of SMUs. And it's all been legalized. But there are no guardrails or rules. So when the one guy wants to do it the right way and still stand for the right things wins 7 games, we now say that just can't be. You know, he's got to go. So I'm conflicted, and I'm sure he's conflicted. And there have got to be days when a guy who's trying to do all the right things in a world that's doing all the wrong things, when he wonders whether he should still be doing this or not. And I can't answer that for him, and I don't know how he would really feel about that. But I will tell you this. I don't know how this all plays out, okay? I don't know whether Christopher Zina plays well, whether he doesn't play well. I don't have enough to evaluate. I don't have enough to go on. I don't know what happens next year. I don't know what the climate is here next year or at the end of the season. All I know is this. Dabo Swinney has been incredibly good for the world of college football. He has done more good for the world of college football than any other individual in the time period he has been involved in the sport. I know that to be true. I know that if at some point he decides that the way this sport is going is not for him, he would make a great commissioner for the world of college football. But I don't have the answer to it. And so I find myself, for maybe one of the first times in my life, I don't feel like I have moral certainty over this. I understand the fans' viewpoint. They want to win. They don't like the fact that Dabo Swinney has not willingly engaged in the portal. They feel some slippage in the program the last 4 or 5 years, and that's been true. Clemson has not been a national championship contender the last 4 or 5 years. But they've still won at a high level, higher level than anything Tommy Bowden ever did. So Dabo Swinney became a victim of his own success and, to a degree, a victim of this poison system that we have. And so we keep judging him by these new normals that all the ne'er-do-wells are setting. And quite honestly, it's an enormous conflict. I don't know how you find resolution in that. I don't even have an idea anymore as to how a guy with Dabo Swinney's belief system, which is golden, how he finds his way in this cesspool. And this thing gets dumber and dumber every day. What we're seeing in the world of college athletics now is so stupid that John Calipari, a guy who's had two Final Four appearances vacated, is calling it out. And he's being viewed as serious. But that's how bad it is. I mean, I don't even understand elements of this. This was supposed to be a free one-time transfer. We have kids who are transferring 5-6 times. How is that happening? What happened to free? I mean, I heard Calipari the other day saying, well, it should be a free one-time transfer, and then you have to sit out, a penalty after that. I'm sorry, that's what it was supposed to be to begin with. How is it not that? How do we have kids who are now just career college football players who have no loyalty to anything? We are teaching all the wrong lessons, all of it. We are creating monsters. That's what we're doing. What is going on in the world of college athletics is just ridiculously bad on every level. But again, with each passing day, we develop this new normal, and it becomes more acceptable. The further we move away from California's initial letter, which really all they wanted was players to get an additional stipend. That's really all they wanted. We have moved to guys coming out of high school making $10 million who have never done squat. And listen, we get mistakes all the time. Mistakes are made. They're made in evaluations. Mistakes are made. So every time there's a mistake made in an evaluation now at the college level, it's going to cost a boatload of money. USC had a receiver last year who they were paying $550,000 to, who had one catch, one. And now he's transferring. So some other sucker goes and pays him $550,000. How is that sustainable? The only way it's sustainable, you have a massive leak, all right? And the only way you can sustain it is you have to keep pouring resources in the top. So as it pours out the bottom, you have to keep funneling stuff in at the top at the same rate or it fails. And that's why you're going to see corporate takeovers of universities and leagues. That's why that's coming. That's the next step. You know, we love the end. The end's a beautiful thing. We love the playoff. It all looks good at the end. It's more interesting. There are better games. There are more teams involved. But it is absolute garbage until you get to that point. And it becomes more and more total trash every day. And that's the part I can't answer. I part of me wants to say, yeah, Dabo Swinney should have gone to the portal. Yeah, Dabo Swinney should do this. Yeah, Dabo Swinney should go get a transfer portal quarterback. And then, you know, then I watched Texas Tech pay Sorsby, who's a world-class a-hole, $5 million. And I think to myself, this is where we are. For a year. This is where we are. And I think, oh no, you know what? The guy in Clemson's still the only guy who has it right. He's still the only guy who has it right. And he is. So you know what? Again, I'm back to where I was to start. I'm back to where I was to start. I don't care. Whatever the man wants to do, he should do. He's earned it. Whatever he wants to do. If he wants to be the one shining light in this cesspool sea of football, then he should be that. And people should let him be that. He's done more for this university than any other person. He has. He's done more for this university than any other person. He's brought more winning to Clemson football than any coach in history, any administrator in history. He's done more for the school, more for the monetary value of the school, more for all of it. He just has. He has. And it's like, you know, Ramona, every once in a while you need a sledgehammer to hit you in the head. And I had that epiphany in the last couple of days just watching what's going on in this portal. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a shame. We are doing it all wrong. We are trying to force the one guy who did things the right way into doing it the wrong way so that he can join everybody else. This thing is so effed up that I don't know how it can ever be fixed. So I don't have the answers. I thought at one point I had answers, and I think I did, but nobody listened to me. Nobody listened to me. I said you couldn't usher in NIL and the portal at the same time, that there's no way you could bring those things together. I had plans for how you could avoid some of that, but again, nobody listened to me. Quick break.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are under-insulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs nonstop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks, and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions, Double Dog Dan. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Band. Texter 384 says, now it makes complete sense to me why they named your show Road Rage. Go get a wall. He says, your show makes driving on Woodruff Road every day from 4 to 7. You keep my sanity intact. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm getting a lot of positives on what I just said and amens and that type of thing. You know, again, listen, Texter says, and this is fair. He said, you say he's doing it right, but now he's using the portal. So what does it matter if you use that a little or a lot? It can't be right. Well, again, I think you've got to think about the position the guy is in, a guy who tried to, fight the right fight, do the right things, wanted and cared about all of it. And yet he's getting this absolute deluge of people who are demanding you do this or you're to be fired, despite all the things he's done for this school and this university. And so it's a dilemma. And look, I admit, as I have already said, that I don't think there's an easy answer now to any of this. I think that the time for the easy answer passed, because there were answers. Brooke said, I heard you all. I knew what you were saying. Right, there were answers. I offered solutions early in this process that had anybody actually listened to me, maybe this could have been avoided. It certainly wouldn't be where it is now. But instead, you know, this became a growing monster. And in recent years, I've heard people suggest that, well, this should slow down now. Instead, it's the exact opposite. It gets bigger and more monstrous every single year. This year is the worst ever, by far. I don't know how you continue to exist in this. I don't know how. It's like I said, you're hemorrhaging out the bottom and you keep funneling money into the top. That's not an answer. That's a bigger problem. It's actually stupid. But we have a lot of stupid people who set the climate for this. And so what you're telling Dabo Swinney now is, look, if you don't do it this way, you're going to be fired next year. So, in other words, we are day by day adopting the views of the masses, and the masses are all wrong. And I admit that I teeter back and forth on this. I don't know. From one day, one moment I would say, Dabo Swinney, go get a transfer portal quarterback. Go spend a gazillion dollars. Go win every game. Get back to the national championship game. And then I realized, well, that's asking him to be what everybody else is. And it's actually everybody else who's wrong. It is. It's everybody else. It's this whole spoiled, ridiculous, sinful, immoral game of college athletics that we're playing. That's where we are. Now, and look, I realize it's complex. I know the people are waiting. I'm coming to you. Emery, Rudy, Leonard, I'm coming to you. I realize somebody say, well, all this has done is level the playing field, that there were always teams that were cheating, but they were the same teams, and they had a huge competitive advantage. And now this allows everybody to legally cheat. Oxymoron alert. And there's some truth to that. There is. There's some truth to that. And we have a balanced playing field as a result and an endgame product that is superior to anything we've ever seen. It's just until you start to look at the math. of how you got there and what's actually going on. And you have coaches who are telling you that if you could see what is actually going on, that we have no idea. There are coaches out there saying you have no idea what's actually going on. It's basically saying if you could see behind the door and actually see what is going on, you would be sickened. Emery, how are you, Emery?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Good to have you, Emery, as always.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say real quick, I totally agree with everything you just said, that transfer portal is just, it's basically just made college football a minor league. It's just, it's not even college anymore. It's just another, it's just the minor league for the NFL. So, I did want to shift to the NFL, if that's okay. The NFC West has been like historically good this year. I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan myself, so it was really nice to get that bye. One thing that I don't understand about the NFL is the way they do the seeding and how I understand the conference champion getting in, and I think they or the division champion getting in, and they should. But having a Panthers team who's 8-9 hosting the 12-5 Rams, 13-4 Rams, whatever they are, is I think that's ridiculous. I think they need to adjust it so they can get in. But
yeah, you want to reseed the teams.
Yes, yeah. I think we should reseed because now I feel like the NFC Championship game, the Seahawks, the Rams, the 49ers, they should be playing in the NFC Championship game. They should be the top three seeds. They shouldn't have to play each other in the divisional rounds. So I think something around there needs to be worked out. And then I also think the NFC is just like so much better than the AFC this year. And I think whoever wins the NFC Championship is going to win the Super Bowl, just because I don't think any of the teams in the AFC can stack up against these NFC teams. Maybe the Patriots or Broncos, just because their defense can. The NFC West has been a little dormant on offense. Maybe the Patriots or Broncos, but I just don't think. I think the NFC West is going to, the NFC Championship is going to be the best game of the year.
I agree with that, Emery. And I don't know. Maybe we'll both be proven wrong, but I agree with that. I don't see an elite team in the AFC. I sort of think that if there is one, it's probably New England, based on their combination of defense and quarterback. And run game, but I think they're well coached, and I think they have some experience in that regard, and maybe it's them. But you know, I mean, Josh Allen is the best player on earth, but I think his team sucks, and I just think he carries them and drags their lifeless body week after week after week. And if he drags the lifeless body of this Bills team to a Super Bowl, you're gonna have a real story. The rest of the league, I just don't think is very good. And I think Jacksonville is the wild card in it, because the Jags proved when they went to Denver and whipped up on Denver, they didn't just beat them. They did whatever they wanted. I mean, what they have 34, 37, whatever it was in that game, but they moved the ball at will on that Denver defense. And in the red zone, Denver never even slowed them, let alone stopped them. So that makes me think that Jacksonville is like a live wild card. But I would not be shocked if they got to the Super Bowl, but I don't think that, I just don't see the AFC team beating the NFC team. Now, when I'm thinking of the NFC, I'm thinking primarily of the Rams and primarily of the Seahawks at this point, when I'm thinking of the NFC. I think if the Eagles got in, I think then you might have a competitive game. I just don't think the Eagles have enough offense, which is crazy, but I just don't think they do.
Yep, I agree. Well, thank you, Walt. Yep, I'll take it off the air.
You. Good talking to you as always. Rudy and then Leonard. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Yeah, Tula, my friend. How you doing today? Good?
Good, Rudy, as always. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you as well. Well, I tell you what, I don't like the transfer portal. I don't. I think it should be capped, and it's not capped until it's capped. Clemson's going to be left behind. I appreciate the graduation deal and the men, making men, great men in life and all that stuff. But, you know, as an MTA donor, Walt, 76 just is not cut it because, you know, Bess is the standard and, you know, he is going to be the greatest man ever and he's going to be demise of the greatest concept ever.
I get it. I get it, Rudy. It's part of the it's part of this whole situation. I just think it's
he's just not willing to change. Well, he is putting all his bread in one basket with Chad Morris to try to make Vezina a quarterback, and he's not.
But he is changing because he is using the portal. I mean, that's some change.
Defensively, yes.
Well, we haven't seen it yet. Let's find out. Let's find out how the rest of it plays out, and then make that judgment. I mean,
You gonna tell me that Morris is gonna make Vezina a top notch quarterback?
No, I can't say that. I can't sit here and say that right now. And that's one of my concerns for next year. But I think that, you know, somehow, and again, I don't know how you reel this in. Once you've given people something, it's hard to like legally take it back. I don't know how you reel this in.
Let me ask you this. So if Morris makes Vezina into a game manager quarterback,
yeah.
Okay, are they going to do enough in the portal with the defense like they did before in the past to make this a top-notch team where all he's got to do is manage a game like Kelly Bryant did back in the day?
You know what, Rudy? I can't answer yet because I don't know. I don't know. We don't have all those puzzle pieces yet. Once they're all in, I know all the players and I can evaluate them and I can tell you what I think. But right now, we only have two pieces of the puzzle in, and it's just not enough to go by yet.
Okay.
One thing, and I know people here are excited. You know, here's the flip side, which is why I say, you know, nothing here is crystal clear. But, you know, people are really excited already about the couple transfer portal players and the use of the portal, and they should be. The dilemma is that there are other teams out there who have already added way more than that. So it's not like you're the only one using the portal. But for Clemson fans, it's new. So, you know, that's how it's being viewed. But there are other people out there that you're going to be playing against that are out there hammering the portal too.
Yeah, it's like Walt, we get left behind every year. We get left behind.
I get it. I get all the perspectives on this. That's why this is just such a cloudy issue to me, Rudy. I just don't know what's right or wrong. You know, I know the world of college sports is wrong.
I appreciate you, and I know you're head first into this matter, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate you, too.
You're awesome. One last thing, Walt.
Quick.
Before I know you're coming top of the hour. Indiana got Hoover from TCU.
I got to put you on hold, Rudy. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. We're more